Newly minted Minister of Natural Resources is on the line with us, and you may remember a few months ago, Jeff was on talking to us about his concerns about the special purpose account that was put in place to collect all the monies from licenses from anglers and hunters. And that money was to go to projects that were wildlife fishing, wildlife oriented. So he was worried that maybe some of that money was going in the wrong places. We had a great discussion. But now he comes to us as the new Minister of Natural Resources. So he's in charge of that account. I want to talk to him about that and a whole lot more. He is the MPP from Elgin, Middlesex in London in southwestern Ontario. And we welcome him to the program. Good morning, Minister.
Good morning.
How are you, Jeff?
Beautiful day outside.
Oh, it's a wonderful day. Wonderful day. So first of all, welcome as the Minister of Natural Resources. You're certainly not your first time on the program, but certainly in that position it is. And before we go, I just want to talk to you about your thoughts when you were told that you were the next Minister of Natural Resources for Ontario. Give us a little, walk us back to that time on Friday when you found out.
Yeah, I was pretty excited because I did serve as the critic to MNRF a few years back, and my riding has quite a bit to deal with natural resources. We have great commercial fishing, we have great hunting and fishing, and we have aggregate, so it's pretty intertwined with my usual activities. So when I was given the opportunity to become the minister, I was so excited because it's such a diverse portfolio, and you know, it's a great opportunity to meet other Ontarians from the north to the east to the south.
And knowing you love a challenge, I think it's also exciting. It's got to be exciting for you to take on this ministry because it does need a lot of work. There's, make no mistake about it. I mean, last time you were on this program, you talked to us about your concerns of the expenditures that were coming out of the SPA account and your thoughts and views on that. So there's a lot of things that are broken that need to be fixed, and that's got to be exciting for you.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to get the opportunity to bring this ministry back to the people. Doug Ford and the PCs ran on a platform for the people, and I see no better place to start than the Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry, because one of the complaints I hear from hunters and anglers in my own riding is it's hard to interact and work with the frontline MNR workers. So we need to open up that that wall that's been developed and get a better flowing partnership with the average grassroots folks who are out there and the ministry staff.
Yeah, somewhere along the line, Jeff, and I don't know exactly when it started, but somewhere along the line, the MNR, before it became F even, the MNR just kind of disconnected with the outdoors, and it's strange to hear. I mean, I'm listening to myself and saying the Ministry of Natural Resources disconnected with the outdoors, but that's exactly what happened. And, I mean, it's going to be a challenge, but we need to get, you know, field staff back motivated back and out in the field where they belong, as opposed to hunker down in an office somewhere, which seems to be the trend right now. So like I said, you got your hands full, but I feel very confident, and I love the fact that you are you use the outdoors and you enjoy the outdoors, and I think that's vital in somebody in your position, that you understand it.
Yeah, you know, I enjoy going out and fishing, and by the way, I am terrible at fishing. I'll be the first one to admit that I couldn't live off of what I catch. I do interact quite a bit with our hunters, and I'm actually completing my hunting course this month, so I hope to be out this fall looking for some deer in Elgin County. So,
nice.
I just really respect the people that participate in our heritage of our country, hunting and angling. And, you know, I think the people at MNR, the frontline workers, want to be out there interacting. I want to be able to enable them to do so. And I think working together with hunters and anglers and MNR staff, we can transform so much of this province and not only participate in more economic benefits from those sports, but also grow as a community.
So have you got to take a bit of a breather now that the grueling election is over and just kind of sit back and relax a bit, or is it full speed ahead?
You know, with this portfolio, this ministry, there's so much to learn. I think it's full steam ahead for me. There's a lot to learn to get out. I want to get out into the front lines of this ministry so that I can truly understand what's going on at each level. And I've a lot of activities are occurring in the summer, so I don't think there's much time for a break. It's time to start learning more and more. That's my goal is to really understand the portfolio and see how we can bring in the average folk, the people that are utilizing our resources, and how we can work together to make a better province.
Well, I'll be honest with you. You know, I envy you, but don't envy you. You're going to be under a lot of pressure, and it's not an easy task that you have undertaken. But once again, as I said before, I think the right man is in the right position here, and certainly the outdoors community applauds you and waits for you know, the results. And unfortunately for you, like you just said, there's no time to take a breather and take the smell of roses, because you've got to start producing right away. And I know that good things are in store for us all in the outdoors. I want to extend to you an open invitation. We would like to have, you know, any news, good or bad, here on the program, on your progress as you try and straighten things out, as they say, and right the ship. And you have an open invitation to come back and talk to us anytime you like.
Well, I appreciate that. I think open communication is a great way, and I'll definitely utilize you. Before I came on, I was listening to some of Premier Ford when he was on previously discussing things with you, and it pegged my interest that you mentioned the World Carp Tournament that you've been looking at. And I'm going to ask for a briefing on that, and maybe we can get together and talk about it.
I would love to, Jeff. It's something I think you will definitely be interested in, what's happened over the last couple of years as we tried to get that event to come to Canada, global event. So I'll fill you in on anything you need, my friend, and always look at us as your help out in the outdoors.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for the time.
Jeff,
good to know you, and it's going to be great.
Thank you, Jeff. Take care and best of luck. Jeff Merica, Minister of Natural Resources and Forestry. Let's not forget that. We thank him for joining us this morning, and I know we're going to have an open line of communication with that ministry as we move on.